Aurora Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Watching You, written by Paddy Richardson and read by Kirsty Gilmore, Julia Kellett, and Toby Webster. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Aurora. Janine. She turns into the street. It's October. There's the tulips and daffodils. There's the lilac, and every evening it's a bit lighter. She started sitting out in the courtyard till quite late, though it's not warm enough for that tonight. Tonight's a bit cooler, and, anyway, she's later than usual. She wanted to catch up with everything in her office, so she's got a clear desk after the weekend. Back there's the life she gets through every day, the one she pretends she's enthusiastically engaged in, that 8 until 6:30 plus life. She does that life because it lets her have her real one. On her own, inside her own house, solidly planted in her own leafy garden, among the other leafy gardens in this street she drives into every evening. She breathes it in, gloats over it. Nice smells, iron gates, roses fat enough to fill your hands, poncy walkers with Dalmatians, Scottish Terriers, Bichons. She waves at them. She knows them. She gets in so late because it's what you have to do when you're a junior accountant, impress the senior partners with your exceptional work ethic. You have to work really long hours, with every one of them divided into units of time. Every little unit has to be accounted for and charged out so you make heaps for the firm. But she's doing okay for herself as well. She's perky and sharp. The male clients love her. She got a reasonably hefty raise last year, and there's been talk of a junior partnership. Not that she trusts those mean bastards to follow through on that. One of these days she'll fuck off and go out on her own. That'll piss them off. She glides into the drive. She takes pride in that, the purr of her new car. And she takes pride in opening up her door and smelling that faint trace of lavender. She goes upstairs, as she always does, and opens up her bedroom window. Even though it's turned chilly, even though the winds come up, she pushes it out as far as it will go.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?